America's Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCollum. La Crosse was Wisconsin's starting point this week for a national conversation about Social Security and Medicare. The series of conversations is called You've Earned a Say, and it's being sponsored by AARP. What does AARP hope to achieve with this national dialogue? And why was La Crosse selected to begin the series? Joining us in this part of Newsmakers to answer those and other questions are Lisa Lampkins. She's the Federal Issues Advocacy Director for the AARP Wisconsin office in Madison, and Pat Killeen, an AARP volunteer advocate who lives here in La Crosse. They told Mary Meehan Strube, Director of UW Extension for La Crosse County, that the issue is very much on the minds of AARP's members, just as it is with the general public. And it's a topic AARP felt was in need of a broader dialogue.
AARP is a nonpartisan membership organization for people age 50 plus. And really our mission is to make life better for everyone as we get older. And we do a wide variety of information, advocacy, and community service that we hope helps people of all ages.
And AARP stands for?
You know, it used to, a very long time ago, stand for the American Association of Retired Persons. But nearly a third of our members are still working. And so we changed it. So it's really just AARP now.
We talk about this national conversation that's going on. Medicare and Social Security, why are they issues and why now?
They are two of the major fundamental protections, social protections that we have as an American society. Social Security, most of us think of it as retirement income security, and that's probably the biggest payout. But there are others, and we don't have to go into them now, certain dependents and others that, who potentially could get Social Security cash benefits, the disabled, for example. Mm-hmm. And then Medicare for people who are over age 65, and for many who are also disabled on Medicare, or disabled and on Social Security. Medicare is a fundamental medical protection, medical insurance protection as well. Social Security has been around for 76 years and doing well. Medicare has been around for about 45 years. It's got some issues that we have to address now in the fairly near future. But these are fundamental protections that everybody relies upon, or virtually everybody, and we want to see them strengthened for the future.
And one of the reasons we're talking about these issues now is because over the past several months, we've heard from a lot of our members who are concerned about conversations that were happening behind closed doors in Washington, D.C. There were super committees and lots of different conference committees working, discussing the budget deficit and discussing some of the national budget issues that we have. And Social Security and Medicare kind of always came up in those conversations. The problem is that people who are impacted by those programs were not in the room. And our members came to AARP and said, hey, you know what? Big decisions are being made, and we want to have a say in it. We have earned those benefits, and we want our voice to be heard about those programs.
So tell us about the You've Earned a Say series. What is it?
The title, You've Earned a Say, is based upon the fact that virtually everybody, certainly anybody who's worked in the economy, contributes to Social Security and Medicare through payroll taxes. And we believe, as most Americans believe, that that entitles them to a say, to a voice, in the future of those programs. And the fact that they've paid in, they certainly have some expectation that the programs will be there for them at the point that they would become eligible.
And so now the series began here in La Crosse this week. Why La Crosse?
Well, you know, you're right. We started our Wisconsin effort in La Crosse, and it was a national kickoff, so actually across the entire country. This week, states were having lots of events and activities all over the place. And for us in Wisconsin, you know, we have hosted many different conversations with AARP members and the public in La Crosse, and have always found a terrific welcome. It's a great city to visit. And to be honest, one of the things we want the most is to hear from our members. We are really here to listen And our previous experience tells us that La Crosse residents are not shy about telling us what's on their mind, and we want to hear everything.
And did you find that was true when you held the session here in La Crosse?
We absolutely did. Like you said, this was our first session, so we didn't entirely know what to expect. But for myself, just listening to all of the various opinions was really eye-opening.
We heard a lot of concern about the future, particularly of Medicare, less so about Social Security. We heard some misconceptions there about, for example, were Social Security funds misused by supporting other government programs, and that's not true. They're in a trust fund and dedicated for the Social Security program. Medicare, we heard people concerned about, will it really be there, because they realize medical care costs are going up. And so a lot of concern expressed about that. And in fact, the Medicare Trust Fund, if nothing happens or changes, the Medicare Part A Trust Fund that covers hospital services would go into deficit position in 10 years. So that has to be addressed. Some people knew that maybe directly, and some just had a general sense that medical care costs are going up and they're a major problem. And they are, and not just to Medicare. It's a major problem to our society. The private insurance is experiencing the same thing. Employers who provide benefits are experiencing the same thing. And that's also driving the problem behind Medicare costs and the concern that people have.
One of the things that was interesting is we used an interactive polling system, and so we can ask people on the spot questions. They would select their answer on this little remote, and we would get in real time some opinions. And I think one of the things that I found most interesting is people thought that both Social Security and Medicare were very important to their future health and financial security. For example, 77% of the people who attended our session said they felt Social Security was very important to their retirement security. And interestingly, 89% thought Medicare was important. So more people thought Medicare mm-hmm. was even more important. The challenge was when we asked them the next question, how confident are you that these programs are going to be there throughout your retirement? It was like less than half of people were confident that the programs were going to be around for them.
Did you hear what you thought you were going to hear, or were there new ideas that came out?
There was really a wide cross-section of ideas. When we look at our AARP membership, and the majority of people at our session this week were AARP members, and we've got a third of folks who identify themselves as Republican, a third Democrats, and a third Independents. And so people had lots of different suggestions for strengthening the programs. We talked about increasing the retirement age of Social Security. We talked about doing away with the payroll tax cap that people, you only pay your Social Security taxes up to a certain income level. I will say, though, a lot of our conversation focused on the fact that people felt that a lot of politicians weren't listening to them, that they were just feeling some general angst about having their voices heard. So a lot of the suggestions were less specific and more just in general, something has to be done.
Yeah, and there was concern, for example, about major corporations spending money on political campaigns and the PACs and that sort of thing that's in the news so much these days. And will those types of forces determine or dominate what types of solutions come about, particularly for Medicare? And but then other people in the room said, well, that's why we're here. We are here so that we have a voice. AARP is leading and gathering and listening to us and gathering this information so it can be used nationally so that people or a significant part of the people whom we represent will have a voice in this, and not just people who have a lot of money or corporations that have a lot of money to spend.
You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Mary Meehan Strube, and we're talking about AARP's new national conversation called You've Earned a Say, which was launched in La Crosse this week. Our guests are Lisa Lampkins, the Federal Issues Advocacy Director for the AARP Wisconsin Office in Madison, and Pat Colleen, an AARP volunteer advocate who lives here in La Crosse. The future of Medicare and Social Security is a really huge dilemma. When you think about the debt component of it and how quickly, you know, it could be running in the deficit and the concerns of people, is it something that really can be fixed?
Well, you know, one of the things that we're doing right now in terms of listening to our members is sort of laying the groundwork to find out what people think about the future of Social Security and Medicare. You know, we want to make the program solvent not just for the people who are, you know, using those programs now, but for future generations, for the kids and grandkids. And, you know, AARP has long supported both of those programs. And, you know, Social Security, people are very concerned Social Security is going broke. It's going broke. Mm-hmm. But it can actually pay full benefits for the next 25 years. And after that, it can still pay 75% of benefits, even if we don't do anything. So, you know, a couple of tweaks here and there, some things to make sure it's solvent down the road. And being someone who will start collecting benefits in about 25 years, I'd sure like it to be there for me. But we do think that there are ways that we can fix both of those programs.
And would you say the same is true, you know, as you talked there about Social Security, but thinking about Medicare and the largest percentage of the people at the session who responded were more concerned about Medicare. Is that going to be an easy fix at all?
It is not going to be an easy fix, Mary, and I don't think anybody pretends that it does. Worried about some people who may have some simplistic notions of how it should be fixed, but it can be addressed. It is not hopeless, and we have leaders in this area at both of the major healthcare systems that we have who have actually spent a lot of time thinking about this, and they've come up with ways of looking for providing services and having services paid for that are paid for on the basis of quality outcomes. And as opposed to just paying for doing a lot of things and experiments. Actually, the idea has been around in a number of health plans for 50 years on a smaller scale. We have two great health plans in this area that provide pretty good care or pay for pretty good care provided by our major health providers and who pay and are measured according to outcomes. The La Crosse area has been kind of a leader in this. I'm not saying that's the final answer, but the things that are being done here are a major step in the right direction. And some of those have been incorporated into the Health Care Reform Act, the Affordable Care Act, 2 years ago. And so we're and they affect Medicare, and we begin moving in that direction.
When you take the findings from the session here in La Crosse and combine them with those across all of the states in this national kind of conversation, what does AARP hope to do with that information to inform the future for us?
You know, we're going to be doing a couple of different things. We also know that this is sort of an evolving conversation. So we're starting now, but we know as the year progresses, and in particular, people probably have not forgotten that it's an election year and that we'll have presidential candidates, congressional candidates out on the road. And so we know the conversation will be changing. So we're going to continue to gather information and opinions on an ongoing basis. And we will consolidate all of that and give reports out to, you know, sort of back to our members, let them know what people are saying, give people an opportunity to share their opinions with members of Congress. We'll be creating state-by-state reports on information that is gathered. We have a website, and I would encourage listeners to go to that website where you, if you didn't get a chance to come to our conversation this week, anyone can go and fill out the questionnaire. The website is earnedasay.org. We'll be posting results on there, and it also gives folks a chance to add their own voice to this conversation.
And that's really key, that we are reaching out to people, Mary. You asked me a moment ago, can Medicare be fixed? And I confidently said, yes, it can, and I gave an example of what could be done. But in this overall project that we're talking about now, we're not going out, preaching this solution or that solution. We really want to listen. We don't necessarily have all the wisdom in the world, and we will come to being a bit more directive or advisory later on.
And so what will AARP do with all of the information that they've gathered at the meetings?
You know, we're going to use it to inform our decision-making when it comes time to take a policy position. I mentioned we represent 40 million members nationwide. That's a lot of opinions to weigh into factoring it, but we want to make sure that the positions that we take reflect our membership and that anyone who's a member of AARP has a chance to add their voice. So we have an all-volunteer board of directors. Many of them will be going out on the road to some of these listening conversations. All of the information will be shared and sort of, you know, fed up to the leadership that makes the policy decisions that AARP supports.
Is it such that AARP will take one stance in terms of a position across the nation, or can the individual state chapters take a position as well?
Now, when it comes to the federal issues like Social Security and Medicare, there will be just one AARP position, and it will be nationwide.
Yeah, we heard a lot of things. Again, suggestions, and we'll, as we do the national assessment, we'll have to see how they coalesce. But just for an example, we heard things like, well, don't just turn Medicare totally over to the private insurance companies. Before the year is out, since that is something that's being talked about, more privatization of Social Security and Medicare, AARP will be listening to the membership, will be studying the alternatives, and will probably have some very well-formulated stands on those issues later on. Now's the time to listen. We can also, by hearing things from our members, be able to say when we come out later in the year, and we will be able to say with a fair amount of confidence, this is what we have heard from our members, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm. So how will the series move through the country, and where does it go from here?
Well, you know, within Wisconsin, we're actually going to be gathering opinions in a wide variety of ways. We trained about 20 volunteers yesterday who will be going out in their own communities across the state and hosting similar conversations. We also plan to have probably 8 to 10 large town halls like we had this week in La Crosse. We'll do them around the state probably throughout the summer and into the early fall. We've discovered a way to engage people is through something called the telephone town hall, where we, you know, don't do it in person, but people get to sit in the comfort of their own home and join us and share their opinions via telephone. And again, I'll sort of plug that website where folks can go to the earnedasay.org and take just a few minutes and enter your opinions online, and we'll be gathering people's opinions that way as well.
And just to clarify, the last part of earned a say is S-A-Y.
Right. Actually, yeah. That's yes. Thank mm-hmm. you for that mm-hmm. clarification.
Okay. Is AARP in Wisconsin doing anything with blog spots or any other kinds of media that people can be involved through that manner?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because actually AARP Wisconsin has a Facebook page. You can like us and follow us on Facebook. We also tweet, so don't say that AARP is out of it. We have a Twitter account, AARPWI, and people can certainly get engaged that way. We have a website for Wisconsin that has a small blog on it, and so, yeah, we're connected.
So in essence, no matter what the age, people have an opportunity to provide input on what's happening with Social Security and Medicare on a national basis.
Absolutely. And we'll be putting the links out on Twitter and on Facebook, and in fact have even sort of tried to think of ways to do some kind of fun games and some fun contests on those social mediums to engage folks.
One additional question that I will ask, in light of all of the political kind of activity that has happened in Wisconsin over the past year, do you expect that coming out with this kind of an opportunity for people who are currently as well as soon to be eligible for Medicare or Social Security, that that will prompt even more involvement based on what's happened here within our state in the past year?
You know, I will say, and we've have actually kind of a long history in the state of Wisconsin of going out and having community meetings with our members. And it has been evident that people are galvanized right now and engaged, and people feel it's more important than ever to make sure that elected officials at all levels are paying attention to them. So we had a full house this week in La Crosse, and I suspect that we'll see something similar as we move across the state.
Lisa Lampkins is the Federal Issues Advocacy Director for the AARP Wisconsin office in Madison. And Pat Killeen is an AARP volunteer advocate who lives here in La Crosse. They spoke with Mary Meehan Stroop, director of UW Extension for La Crosse County. You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCullum. To hear archives of this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse.